USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A dramatic escalation of east-west tensions over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Vladimir Putin ordered Russian nuclear forces put on high alert in response to what he's calling aggressive statements by leading NATO countries. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg responds.
This is dangerous rhetoric. This is a behavior which is irresponsible. And of course, if you combine this rhetoric with what they are doing on the ground, this adds to the seriousness of the situation.
And in New York City, the first major U.S. metropolis to require vaccines indoors will be lifting its mandate for indoor businesses, dining, and events on March 7th, so long as COVID cases continue to trend downward. Mayor Eric Adams joins public officials who made similar decisions in cities such as Seattle and Boston in the last few weeks. Schools will also see the indoor mask mandate lifted on the same day. This is USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
We've got the story of a very lucky New York man. Here's USA's Ken Burns.
Juan Hernandez won $10 million from a New York lottery scratch-off ticket back in 2019. And darn the luck, he did it again last month. Another $10 million from a different scratch-off game. Hernandez, who bought the ticket at a grocery store on Long Island, said he was still trying to spend the $10 million he won 3 years ago. He opted to take the lump sum payment, which totals just more than $6.5 million after required withholdings. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Capitol Police will once again erect a fence on the Capitol grounds ahead of President Joe Biden's State of the Union address tomorrow. The fencing is an effort to heighten security and prepare for possible protests by big rig truckers in the next few days. The speech is a national special security event, according to officials, and the Secret Service has been placed in charge of the planning of the fencing. Outside law enforcement agencies, as well as the National Guard, have been brought in to assist during the event. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. Bible.
North Korea launched a ballistic missile off the east coast of the Korean Peninsula yesterday, an undesirable move for peace stabilization while the world is trying to resolve the Ukraine war, according to South Korea's National Security Council. The launch is North Korea's eighth test this year and comes nearly a month after Pyongyang fired what it claimed was its longest-range ballistic missile since 2017. North Korea has ramped up its missile testing in 2022, announcing plans to bolster its defenses against the United States and evaluate restarting all suspended activities. Speaking at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Florida, President Donald Trump continues to sound like a man who plans on running for president once again in 2024.
They're going to find out the hard way starting on November 8th, and then again, November 2024, they will find out like never before. We did it twice. We're going to be doing it again a third time. 2022 will be the year that millions of everyday citizens stand up to the left-wing fascists, and we will all continue together to make America great again.
That announcement was followed by 59% of attendees at the CPAC conference saying they would like to see Donald Trump becoming president once again, according to a straw poll. His closest rival was Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, getting 28% of the votes. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.